So now let me ask you to look at it from the opposite angle. What do you think is different? And specifically what I'm thinking about here in the US, obviously divorce mediation is huge. I think probably the highest number of mediations are divorce mediations. Quickly following that up, of course, is community and then workplace, and we're seeing some other great emerging areas that are starting to be mediated. Have you begun to notice any of those trends over in India, that there are specific areas that are being mediated the most often, or trends that you see starting to come, that areas that are going to be mediated?
Yes. So in India, let's start with the broadest picture first. There's over 60 million cases in their court system. 60 million. So you contemplate that. When the Chief Justice I had dinner with one night described it in a way I'll never forget, he said, "Litigation in India is the closest thing to eternal life on earth." And I'm also reminded of a day I was teaching a class for the camp organization I mentioned earlier in Bangalore. And a woman came in late one day and apologized, but she had had to conclude a mediation she had started months earlier. She was particularly excited because the case had been ongoing for 17 years in the Indian justice system. And so there are lots of these anecdotal stories, but the underlying premise is that so many of the kinds of cases that you just described literally clog the court systems in many of these countries that don't have the judicial capacity to deal with it. And it really becomes a threshold question of access to justice by people, and not just at the levels of those sort of domestic or more community-based disputes, but it clogs the court system for all disputes, top to
Sure.
bottom. And so what in India, what, for example, it wasn't, this will be hard for most of the audience to contemplate as Westerners, but it wasn't until the late 1990s, I think, that women actually enjoyed the right to inherit property from their parents. And so that spawned a generation of what are called partition lawsuits, where quite literally sisters are suing family members to get a portion of their parents' property so that they can survive and have a place to live without feeling like they've got to marry off somewhere to be able to have a stable home to live in. So huge things at stake, but you can imagine the number of these partition actions that found their way into the court system, along with domestic disputes and the others that you describe. And so about 10 years ago, India did a great thing. They developed a fairly formalized system of community mediation, and they had a India's had a long history of dispute resolution dating back thousands of years to the Panchayat system, where village elders used to, assemble people under the shade of a tree and talk through village problems. And of course, that's a quaint, effective system of dispute resolution that not only existed in India, but around the world. But
What was it called? The Vijaya system?
the Panchayat system,
Okay.
and they built on that. And the community centers are these physical spaces. And my very first trip to Bangalore to teach 6 years or so ago with my good friend Vic Schachner, we traveled to one of these community centers and drove through a part of town that you and I would probably characterize as at best industrial, and ended up at this center where we were welcomed, and there were probably 15. There's a hall of bedlam with 60, 70 people milling around, sort of waiting for their turn, if you will. There were probably 15 mediators who would come out and pull people into conference rooms for 2 or 3 hour sessions and work through divorces and other, partition type actions. And I remember one of my just unique cultural experiences, of course, not speaking the native language. I sat and observed a 2 hour mediation, and the mediator told me in English going in, it's a divorce case, but I don't know much more about it. And for 2 hours, I observed this dispute play out in a mediation process, certainly not understanding a spoken word, but being able to follow about 75% of what was taking place just because of the body language and the sort of sense of what was happening in the process. It was really a fascinating day.
Yeah, I bet. Thank you.